Yes, hi, it's Infield Chatter, blah, blah, blah. I'm Clefo, there's Soko over there, Devin's in Las Vegas, etc. We missed you last week because apparently it's semi-weekly where it's every other week, right?
Sure.
That sounds possible.
It's plausible, even.
I could frantically Google that, but, you know, who would ever do that on this podcast? Not me.
No, I'm sorry. Semi-weekly is twice a week.
God damn it.
Which this is not. It's so we're semi-monthly.
Well, we're bi-weekly then. Because I just get those confused.
If we were bi-weekly, then no one would ever see our podcast.
It's the Invisible Podcast.
It's the Invisible Podcast, yeah.
Up there with A Weekly.
So anyway.
Welcome to Infield Chatter, the podcast that's just greedy and confused.
Yeah. We're going to do this 30 minutes of introductions this week. It'll be sort of artisanal.
30 minutes of introductions and queer jokes.
Really, really picking out the marketplace that we are targeted at.
Yep.
I can't wait to read the overly long think piece on Salon or Slate or something about this episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great.
Yep.
It'll be fantastic. Yeah.
Anyway, we're ostensibly an Arizona Diamondbacks podcast, and thus we should talk about the Arizona Diamondbacks, right? Since we last joined you, that was 2 weeks ago, so adjust accordingly, the Diamondbacks hit a bit of a rough stretch. Kind of good that we didn't do a podcast last week, because it would just be, I don't know, when discussing the team, it's like Lars von Trier does a remake of Grave of the Fireflies, but they bounce back a little from that. Shout out to like the two people that
wow,
I think the two actually people who get that are in this podcast.
Yeah, I was gonna say we're right here. You don't need to shout out to us.
it's fun, but they got swept by the Rockies and swept by the Marlins because expansion teams in 1993 are dumb and bereft of division titles, so, which is actually true. Neither of the 1993 expansion teams has won their division ever.
Yep.
So the Marlins, when they've gone to the World Series, they've gone as a wild card?
Yeah, they've only been to the playoffs twice. Both times wild card, both time won the World Series.
Well, I mean, at least they're not like wasting their time. At least they're not
they're very on brand.
As opposed to perhaps other 1993 expansion teams who were like, oh, we're going to go to the playoffs and not win the World Series.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Rockies, you think you're so great, don't you? But what, you think you're too good for World Series wins against AL East teams? Huh?
Got news for you. You're not.
You aren't.
Nope.
Oh, wow. Lordy, you are not. But, yeah, that's a weird baseball quirk, and one I don't really think is going to change this year, although the season's young. Who knows? But, again, since then, they swept the Atlanta Braves, which, I don't know how impressive that is. I saw a stat somewhere that basically it's like wins at Turner Field this year. And it was like Diamondbacks 3, Cardinals 3, Nationals 3, Dodgers 2, that like tied for 7th, Braves 1.
Oh my god.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I mean the Braves at one point when we beat them, I looked at the team's stats and they had like 6 home runs. So
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they've had a few more than that so far since
They're up to, well, Freddie Freeman has 6 home runs by himself right now, and the rest of the team has 3.
That they gotta save all their home runs, because, you know, by the time they get up to the new stadium next year, that one county will be five counties, if my knowledge of how Georgia works is correct. So, you know, some local ordinance stuff there.
I'm fascinated by that new stadium, because from what I was reading, they're going to have 2,000 parking spots.
That's it?
Like, apparently, okay, from what I read, it seems like it's at the intersection of two highways, and then there's a really busy street on the north, on another side too. So they're supposed to have more parking lots being built on the other side of the highway, but the pedestrian bridge crossing the highway is not going to be ready in time for opening day.
Oof.
Hmm.
Oof.
Yeah.
Wow. I think just Atlanta just decided, you know, once Sherman burnt it down during the Civil War, that's like, oh, that's our thing now. We'll just tear down perfectly good buildings, you know. It's our legacy.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is wow.
Yeah. I mean, that whole scenario is just bad. I mean, it's, your team is pretty awful when even middle-brow business magazines like Bloomberg Businessweek take pot shots at you. Because they ran an article a couple weeks ago. They had this big feature about how the Braves are much better at playing cities than they are at playing baseball, and detailed how much they basically just screwed without lube a bunch of cities to get stadiums.
Atlanta itself, and what's the municipality new stadium's in?
Not just Cobb County, which is the actual government entity that's paying for it, but they also own their minor league teams. So, they've recently moved and had new stadiums constructed for their A, Double A, and Triple A teams.
Wow.
Yeah, because they're all in the vague Atlanta metro area, right?
One of them's in Mississippi.
Right.
The single A.
Triple A teams in like Gwinnett, right?
Yes, Gwinnett Braves.
Single A team is somewhere here or there, but yeah.
No, single A is in Mississippi. The double A is in, I don't remember where, but the point being that, you know, they just basically convinced a bunch of municipalities to give them a ton of money for incredibly shady set of circumstances and a subpar baseball operation.
Like I feel like the city of Atlanta, or I mean whoever's building that stadium, is probably getting calls from the city of Glendale saying, "Wow, thanks you guys, we don't feel so bad anymore."
Yeah. Well, yeah, like it is a county thing, because you know, I made that joke about, you know, being, I think literally in Georgia there's five people per county, but you know, it is a sort of shenaniganry that can't really be done out here because our counties are, you know, huge and probably overcompensating for something. I don't know, but yeah, it's just like,
I mean, we could get into that, but you probably really don't want to get into that.
Yeah, probably not. Nah,
but yeah,
good.
But yeah, it's the county that's funding it, so they're the ones who Glendale should be looking at and saying, "Thanks for making us not look like the biggest idiots in the room anymore."
Congratulations.
It's going to be, you know, we're laughing now, but, you know, when they decide in, oh god, I don't know, 3 years or so, that they're just like, you know what, let's move the Coyotes to La Paz County. Parker, Arizona, that's an untapped market right there.
Yikes.
That could work. I mean,
it'd be shorter drive for Yuma, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, I am fully on board with making fun of any sort of municipality or governmental body building an expensive team, especially as the city of Las Vegas. Apparently, there's oh my goodness. So the Raiders apparently want to move here, in theory. Ugh. And I know, and they want to build a $1.4 billion stadium,
mm-hmm.
And the Raiders want to give like $500 million for it, but somehow I feel charitable. That's not going to. Yeah, isn't it? Isn't it nice? Like, we'll only make you pay about $1 billion.
We're gonna pay the amount of money it really should cost to build a stadium, but you'll add another $500,000 to that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all aboard with making fun of those sort of deals.
Yeah, eventually somebody's going to bite for Vegas for something, because they've been so... The city council has just seemingly been desperate for anybody.
Well, we're supposed... Rumor is that they're going to be announcing an NHL expansion or move here, because there's an arena that opened, but why I don't hate the arena is that it was built by the casino.
Right.
It's attached to. So nobody's like, hey, give us a bunch of public money for this, which is going to, which, I mean, really in Vegas, who's going to get screwed over by the tax increases? It's going to be a tourism thing, but that still sucks because Vegas just wants to keep stabbing at that goose until it can't run anymore.
I'm looking up an article. It seems like the biggest holdup to possible Vegas is either one, finding a team to relocate, or finding another city that would expand. And apparently, the NHL is like, "Hey, Seattle? No, okay,
yeah.
Quebec City."
Because
no.
Seattle can't get his shit together. So,
what? Yeah, one way or the other. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. See how it goes. But.
Of course, you know, we're laughing now, and the Coyotes are obviously looking for a new home somewhere in the area, but in the Phoenix area, not that this matters, I guess, quite as much to either of you. But the Suns are going to start looking for something soon. The Coyotes are looking for something now, and the Diamondbacks are apparently desperate to get out of Chase Field. So, the Phoenix area is about to get screwed hard.
Yeah.
Which is
not my problem.
And it's neither of you guys' problem.
Yeah.
Woohoo, we already screwed up a stadium thing down here.
I know. No sympathy for me, I understand, but...
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas we are fighting hard for that chance to screw up our own stadium, I guess. So...
Yeah. So yeah, so at the Braves, that'll be the final time we ever go to Turner Field. So cool, question mark. So there, and then took 2 of 3 from the Rockies in Denver, which was nice, including apparently Ruby De La Rosa was like good at Coors Field, which was weird. It was like a weird fever dream you have, where it's like reality is kind of normal, but like there's like one detail,
right?
And then when you wake up, you're like, wow, that was screwed up.
Yeah. Sure. Like, there's like a crab with shoes that are running after you.
Yeah.
Just me?
And you're just like, oh, crab with shoes, whatever. Yeah, that's a thing that happens to normal. But then later you're like, wait, what? That's not supposed to happen. But, you know, apparently, yeah, you'll take the bizarro world, because Diamondbacks are consistently inconsistent, haha. Which, you know, it's early in the season, and right now, the NL West, we're getting some 2008 asset flashbacks, because no team, as of writing... no team right now is above 500.
Yeah.
As of Thursday night when we're recording this. Which is funny.
Yeah, I mean, that's been our saving grace so far. It's just that the rest of the team doesn't want to win either. So the Diamondbacks, there's really not been anything so far this season outside of spring training that has given me a lot of hope that they're going to go anywhere or be any good. But the rest of the team, rest of the division seems determined to not win either. So it's like, well, maybe.
Yeah, if you could just tread water for a bit, go on a hot streak at some point, you might. I don't know. But of course, the other four teams are probably thinking that right now too.
Yeah,
and they're probably right too. I mean, even the Padres are only 2.5 back.
Yeah, because everything is entropy, and you know, whoever wins that division is probably going to get kicked in the nuts by the Mets in the playoffs, but they might not.
I don't know. Hey, you never know.
Also, right now, looking at the standings, if the season ended today, one, that would be weird, but two, the Phillies would be the second wild card.
That would be pretty, yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, it's early season. Some things might regress one way or the other.
Yeah.
Statistically, it's likely that they will.
Yeah,
no, I mean, the fun thing to consider is that the Dodgers and Giants, who are tied for first in the National League West, would be in fifth place in the National League East.
Yeah, which... And the Braves would be in sixth.
The Braves actually, I believe, I think, I'm not sure, but I think the Braves actually are in sixth right now in the NL East, even though there's five teams.
Yeah, right now it's the Mets, Nationals, Phillies, Marlins, the Ghosts of the Montreal Expos.
The feeling of impending death.
Dipping things in ranch, then the Braves.
They're tied for that with Cincinnati Chili.
God, I have a Tesla problem just thinking about it. But I think part of the Diamondbacks' sort of struggles, as it were, is that they can't win at home. Currently, the game that's going on right now isn't going so well in that department. And it leads to sort of the first and only question I was asked this week from Snake Pit writer I'm Still Hungry 95, who asked, do you remember a team as bad at home as this one? He said a team, so this year's Braves, obviously, but they're currently 5-12 at home right now, which 6-12, which ain't great, but
I can't remember a team that was that specifically bad except for the teams that were just all around bad.
Yeah, you know? Well, it wasn't
the 2004 Diamondbacks couldn't help but lose all the time. So,
yeah.
But more of this where it's just really focused on home. No, but it seems like they've had trouble the past few years. You know, maybe not a complete losing record, but around 500, and it's just, I don't know what the deal is.
Well, I think Chase Field's not easy to pitch.
You're not easy to pitch him.
This is true, but. So there's that, and maybe, I don't know, just the hot fire of, you know, the sweet new red scales on the uniform are just like, whoa, and this is kind of what the article I'm writing about tomorrow is about. It's where I analyze the win-loss records of all the uniforms.
We'd say that's a spoiler alert, but it'll have already been published for 2 days before anyone hears this.
Yeah. Charlie, can I make a suggestion and cut you off?
Go for it.
Mm-hmm. You should write every single week about the uniforms.
I agree. I think the uniforms are possibly the most important thing about this season.
And then when people start complaining about it, incorporate their comments into an article about the uniforms. Anyway, sorry. That's my feelings.
I'll do it like once a month, you know, ease into it.
And then by the end of the season, people will be ready for you just to announce a completely uniform-centric off-season.
Mm-hmm.
We won't even talk about like hot stove or anything, no trades, no signings, just uniforms every day.
Yep, uniforms.com.
Well, you know, I have a... You know, MLB 16, the show. But, you know, in those games, when you go into a game, you can customize uniforms. And you could customize hat, jersey, pants. So, you know, try to create some sort of Frankenstein's monster of uniforms that way. And be like, hey, this is pretty sweet, right? 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 And then other people are like, it's 2 in the morning. Why are you on our Little League field with no pants?
Well, it's 2 in the morning. What are they doing in a Little League field? Who's the weirdo now?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you're the one asking questions. I'm just minding my own business. I'm sorry, I thought this was America. Where in the Constitution does it say I can't be pantsless on a Little League field after hours?
I don't think it's... Yeah, it's not mentioned.
I'm sure Joe Biden has done that at least once.
That's just normal.
Yeah, okay, but okay. Clefo, I'm sorry, but Joe Biden can pull that off. I don't know if you can.
Yeah, man, I need to work out a little bit, but, you know, I probably could.
I just mean, like person that, like he's got that affability, I think. Also, Secret Service guards with guns.
Right.
Like, nobody's going to ask questions then.
Yeah. Who's going to tell him to leave?
Whatever. Y'all just a bunch of haters, that's what.
I am, in fact, a known hater.
It's true.
Register local hater unit chapter of. As one does. It's hard to say why, but it is obviously stark enough to notice that the Diamondbacks are way worse at home. You know, maybe it has to do with, you know, the rundown stadium that, you know.
True.
That just like, oh no, certain maintenance issues aren't functioning well. That means my curveball won't break right.
Yeah. That's likely.
I feel like the solution to this is we need to abandon this whole stadium thing. This is also going to save, like, this is going to save from the whole, oh, well, let's build a new stadium problem. Forget a home stadium. Let's just take the Diamondbacks, put them on a bus, go back to the old-fashioned days of barnstorming baseball.
Yeah.
Play all of our games on the road.
You'd be like the Indianapolis Clowns.
Yeah. Yeah, like
which has to have near the best baseball team then.
Indianapolis.
Yeah,
that is a good name.
It was a traveling Negro League team. They called themselves the Indianapolis Clowns, but they did not actually play in Indianapolis or have a home in Indianapolis. They were a traveling team.
Yep, Indianapolis Clowns, right there. Got a blue and red black cap uniform.
Maybe that's what Cleveland should do. Instead of being the Indians, they should switch to being the Clowns.
Yeah.
Everyone's scared of clowns.
I would want to. Yeah, play. And instead of a horrifying racial caricature, you get a horrifying for different reasons clown picture.
All you have to do is remove the feather and change the coloring, and he'll look a lot like a clown, you know. Make that smile bright red and have like the white mime paint. Maybe have, instead of a feather, have it be one of those flowers that squirts water. Or he could be like a tramp clown, you know. So he's got a little bit of like the scruff. And he's wearing like hobo clothes.
Oh, okay. I was gonna be like, Soko, stop slut shaming their mask.
You know, he's showing a little side boob.
Okay, we're never letting Mark Grace near this mascot. Just nope. Oh, so much no.
Nope, not even once.
Oh, that makes me think of a Salt Buster story.
Ask your parents, kids.
Don't ask your children, Mom.
No.
yeah, you're opening up a Pandora's box there. So yeah, just
leave keep it in mind.
But I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, maybe be a barnstorming team. Maybe just have a just randomly have a few home games at like, God, one of the, or you know what, annex the new Cubs stadium, and the new Cubs retraining stadium, I should say, the one named after the toilet company, but well, that's true. And be like, hey, we'll let this go back to you if you give us some of your wins. That's a total
yeah, no, I'm pretty sure that's how it happens. Yeah.
Yeah. It's science.
Maybe they could like instead of playing in a stadium, they could just scratch out a field in some dirt lot, and you know they'll have to be careful though that they don't hit a ball over old man Wilson's fence.
Because then they're gonna have to send Goldie over to ask for it again.
Right.
And old man Wilson, it better be Goldie, because old man Wilson, being living in rural Maricopa County, kind of racist. Yeah. And owns a lot of firearms.
Yeah.
You know. I think, you know, whatever happens, I guess. It's still early in the season. Like I said, the rest of the teams are bad enough. Then, you know, you're one hot streak away from being in a good place. But
you got to get that hot streak. So
may never. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Mark Grace would recommend to send in the clowns.
Send in the clowns. There's got to be more clowns. Don't bother, they're here. That's big league.
Gas!
Gas!
I...
Do you think Mark Grace ever says that? After
I'd like to believe... No, never mind.
let's just quietly move on from that. Let's sort of close, quote unquote, looking ahead to next week's worth of games. Starting Monday, it's going to be lit as far as ticket sales to bandwagoners who have never been east of, let's say, Mesa. Because the New York Yankees come.
I was gonna say, I'm like, I don't think the Cubs are in town. I'm not sure what you're talking about, but okay. Different group of bandwagoners.
Yeah.
National brand sort of tease. It's like, I've been a Yankees fan all my life. Yankees live in my blood. Where are you from? I'm from Elko.
You know, I mean, I did have a moment a while ago, like last week, when I was like, the nature of bandwagon fans, at least in some ways, has changed. I mean, it obviously is going to on what teams you're bandwagoning for, but I got cut off in traffic by this car, and my first thought was, oh, what a bandwagon fan, because they had a Seahawks sticker and a Clipper sticker on them. And I was like, 10 years ago, I would be like, you just have terrible taste in sports teams.
Yeah, you would just say, honest. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, the Yankees aren't that hot of a bandwagon anymore. Anyway, I mean, sure, they made the playoffs last year, but they haven't been very good this year.
They're hitting that. Oh God, all of our core guys are really old.
Which is amazing because, like, did they ever have a point when all their core guys were actually young either? It seems like they've just been stumbling from one old group to another.
Yeah, it seems like they've just not been able to stumble to another old group because it just didn't line up.
Yeah, at some point it's going to catch up to you, and especially since they kind of backed away from the concept of spending infinite money. So at some point they're just simply going to need to retool on that. this may be the beginning of it. So, you know, and fast forward in 5 years, maybe there's more Mets bandwagon fans than there are Yankees. It'll be a weird world to live in. Because I know it's happened before, but well before, I mean, I can remember, and almost before I was born. So, at least for me and my memories, the Yankees have been near the top almost the entire time.
Yeah, well, you know, they made the playoffs every year from
96?
Like 95. 95. 95 to 2008 or so?
2007, and then missed 2008, and then they won again the World Series in 2009.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been all downhill from there. Which, that's not...
I think this decade is shaping up to be the first decade since the teens that the Yankees have neither played nor won a World Series.
Yeah, I still got a few years left, but it's seems as they're built.
Yeah, exactly. They would need to retool very quickly and have a very significant turnaround to be able to make it. So that's kind of remarkable.
And especially since, you know, the Blue Jays are on the upswing, the Red Sox seem tooled okay for the future. So, you know, there's two teams in your division right there.
Right.
So, you know. But they come to Chase Field in games that will probably sell well, and, you know.
Yeah.
They are a team that, and I'm saying this kind of seriously, they are a team the Diamondbacks should be able to beat, especially since AL team in an NL park kind of way.
Yeah.
But
yeah, no, they're not good. We should be able to beat them. I'm not planning on going to any of the games, but if you do, I bet it's going to look like a casting call for Jersey Shore.
Gonna be a lot of fake tans and fake accents.
It'll be an interesting matchup because, I mean, the Diamondbacks, we said, were 5-12 at home.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the Yankees are 4-10 on the road, so
movable forces.
Exactly.
Is a simple object.
We've got the red shirts and the stormtroopers shooting at each other here.
We're the red shirts, right? Because we actually have red shirts, and then the stormtroopers because evil empire, right?
It seems likely.
Yeah. But it also feels like something I don't really want to be either.
Yeah, exactly. There's no good option there.
No.
Yeah. I'm just saying that metaphor actually
it does,
works really well. That analogy, And I think in that series it'll be, assuming no shenaniganry between now and then, it'll be Ray, Greinke, and Miller. So who knows? I mean, their pitching staff isn't much to sneeze at either. So, yeah, could be fun. After that, there's an off day that Thursday. Lucky someone. Yeah, I think our third most discussed topic after Arby's and stadium deals is when our recap off days are on over the air of this podcast.
They're exciting days.
Yeah, they are exciting days because you can take a nap or go outside or
eat Arby's.
While complaining about a stadium deal.
Yeah. God, I miss recapping. I need to eat some Arby's and bitch about stadiums.
Well, maybe that's why we do record on Thursdays.
Like, why is the city of San Diego trying to bend over backwards for the Chargers? Just, I don't get it. Would you want horsey sauce with that? Or... anyway, after that off day, the go to St. Louis, America's finest.
Let's say best fans in baseball. No. I mean, that's how Deadspin refers to them to make fun of them.
I know. That's how everyone, because, you know, there is a certain brand of Cardinals fans.
Notable.
Notable. But speaking of prestige teams that might miss the playoffs this year, we're getting the Cardinals out of the way early because we took 2-4 from them earlier at Chase, which is cool, and then going to Busch Stadium 3, Revenge of the Bush.
Here's a salient question. Are they going to destroy us?
I don't think so, because they're not that good this year. The Cardinals. Well, relatively speaking. And it's an away game, so the Diamondbacks will, you know, play well. But yeah, I don't know. It's just, yeah, the Cardinals are also sort of, they're hitting a sort of transition period as well, but not as like dire as the Yankees. They still have, you know, prospects and stuff, but it's just theirs is more like a temporary dip.
I always think the Cardinals have a lot of temporary dips, or maybe they're permanent. Never mind. Scratch that.
Okay.
Never Take mind. Two. I was going something weird with that, but I got in my head.
This was a fun. The Cardinals are playing the Angels right now in their series, and the stadium in Anaheim, they have, you know, as behind home plate as pretty much every stadium except a few does now, but one of the ads they kept rotating in was apparently ads from the Los Angeles Rams.
Oh.
While the Cardinals were down.
That's a pretty sick burn.
Very subtle burn, too. Unintentional burn. Oh, yeah. Or maybe. And the Rams, before they moved to St. Louis, played in that stadium in Anaheim. Whatever it was called back then. Yeah. It's so connected, man. Wow.
I think it was just called Angel Stadium. I don't think it had a different name.
Yeah. Well, it was Angel Stadium, then it was...
Right. But I think it was Angels Stadium when they played there. Because they moved in, 1954? To St. Louis? Yeah, I'm being facetious. I just don't remember what the date is.
Okay. I was, getting a little... Pose lie either.
I could be wrong. I don't know enough about the Angels or the Rams to be completely certain. I'm just under the impression that it was called Angel Stadium at the time, because I don't think it became Edison Stadium or Edison Park or whatever they called it until the late 90s. But that could be completely wrong. I don't know why. This is a weird jump. We don't have to talk about this, but for whatever reason, when I think about the Angels, I think about Jack in the Box food. I don't know why there's a connection there.
Is it like a Southern California thing, or...?
No, I don't know. Mm. I think of the Angels, and I think to myself, Sourdough Jacks.
So yeah, it was called Anaheim Stadium from 1964 to 1997. And then Edison International Field of Anaheim from 98 to 2003, and now it's just called Angel Stadium of Anaheim, because of Anaheim is their thing, I guess.
And, just in case people forget where they are.
It's had motorcycle events.
Some of the parking lots are getting replaced with luxury apartments.
It's been used in a lot of exterior shots, but not interior shots for a few movies, which burned.
Also weird because Disney used to own them.
Yeah.
So then what did they use for interior shots for Angels in the Outfield, or did they not own?
It says However, many of the interior shots were filmed at Oakland Alameda County Coliseum.
That's bizarre.
It is.
Yeah, because I remember, like, it lists the Naked Gun here, which features a game with the Angels, mm-hmm. but that was at Dodger Stadium. Because Dodger Stadium has very sort of unique looking.
Yeah. It's easy to point out.
Yeah. But yeah, that's weird. That is, I don't know.
Because I could understand using a replacement stadium because the stadium you want to use doesn't exist anymore. Or the look that you need, like how the Natural was shot in Buffalo's Memorial Stadium, because it doesn't exist anymore, but at the time it was one of those stadiums that was built in the 30s, so it had that classic look at a time when there wasn't many available anymore in the 80s, so they filmed there. Mm-hmm. And they did something similar with 61. I'm trying to remember what they did. They didn't film at Yankee Stadium for the most part. I think they had a couple shots that they got in Yankee Stadium, but for the most part it was filmed somewhere else, and then they green screened it. I'm trying to remember where they filmed it, though. It doesn't really matter, I suppose, but
I like this Wikipedia entry, how it sort of builds up other events. It's like motorcycle event, supercross events, three large U2 concerts, then an episode of the Big
Sunday, game. Sunday, Sunday. Sheldon will be filmed in the stadium. also according to this thing that I'm reading, the reason they didn't film Angels in the Outfield in Angel Stadium was because at the time it was where the Rams played, so they couldn't. So when it was filmed, it was during NFL season.
That does actually make sense.
Yeah.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. You'll pay for the whole seat, but you only need the edge.